Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chimp Out Radio, show number 9. Thank you for joining us once again. I am your co-host, Nut Knife, and I am joined once again by my esteemed co-host, who I have to admit missed very much in the last show, Birdman. Welcome back, Birdman.
Yeah, I had to buy a full box of Kleenex for that because I was really crying. I mean, I was moving furniture while you guys were doing that show, and I wish I could have, you know, taken part in it. But, man, you know, it's much funner to do a show than to move, like, an oak cabinet into a truck.
Yeah, I guess I see your point. But believe me, it was no fun for me either. So I'm glad you're back. This show flows a lot better when I have some company, some competent company, because not just anyone could do what you do, sir. But
I'd be special and shit.
You my nigga. But folks, let me explain to you exactly what this is. This is not going to be a regular Chimp Out show. It's sort of a, you know, I'll be honest, it's sort of a filler show. It's something we're putting together to kind of hold you over until we come back with another proper episode of Chimp Out Radio. Now, the first half of the show will be very much like a regular show. Now, we don't have any guests as such on this episode. Rather, on the second half, we will give you some, sort of a collection of different things. There will be some bloopers, and there will be a couple of bits of kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, like the making of Chimp Out, if you will. And a bit...
It's not entirely difficult, but, you know, hey, some behind... You know, people dig that kind of stuff, you know, what goes beyond behind the scenes of Chimp Out Radio. Hey, we're going to show you.
Yeah, and we'll also throw in some audio that me and Birdman recorded for a previous show that we didn't use. It's from before Obama got inaugurated as president of the United States. It's
he
funny
be
stuff.
President and shit.
I'm in the Black House. So we thought we'd use the audio. It was too good to waste. So we're going to tack it on here to the show. And, well, really, this show is, I guess you could call it the bar is closing episode of Chimp Out. I guess we should explain what that means. Birdman, well, you'd probably be in a better position to explain what is this all about.
You know, I should really quit drinking, but, you know...
Oh, you shouldn't.
It doesn't really work that way. Kind of funny how shit happens, but, you know... I've done most of the shows sober, by the way. I will promise you all that. But, you know, I am not sober right now.
Neither am I. It's past midnight here now. I've been drinking since at least 3 in the afternoon. and I've had dinner in there, so that's kind of cheating. But, yeah, I'm pretty fucked up. And as far as quitting stuff, like, hey, I know all about that. I just recently tried to quit smoking and, well, excuse me here. I'm trying to light a cigarette. Here we go. Yeah, needless to say, the quitting smoking thing didn't work out so good. Oh, yeah, sweet tobacco.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
I think I'm swooning. Anyway, let's try to get back on track here. And folks, if anything goes horribly wrong here, just cut us a break, okay? We're really drunk. Just fucking relax. Anyway, we got some nigger stories.
Hey, we might have to post this in a drunk tank, by the way, you know, because, you know, we usually post it in forum announcements, but this show just might end up in a drunk tank.
And that's fine. It'll be about high time, no pun intended, for a drunk tank episode of Chimp Out Radio. And Lord knows, in one way or another, pretty much any of our shows could qualify as such, except for the last episode with Hikati, where I was actually completely sober. And it was probably one of the worst things I've ever done in my life. So that's a mistake I won't repeat. I'm kidding. It really wasn't bad at all. I know, Lord knows our guests made it a lot better on me. But being, you know, hosting by myself and not being drunk, it was a hell of a day for me.
See, I've actually you know, host the HKT part was fine, you know. It was quite funny, actually. You know, it's nice to hear a British woman talk about niggers, but, you know, the first part, you know, the crickets in the background. Maybe I'm just, like, self-endorsing here, but.
Yeah. Well, you should. Hey, the second half was great. HKT was great. She was a wonderful guest. But the part that I did, I was tough. I mean, between the sobriety and the posting by myself, it's, you know, I don't want to exaggerate, but it's like going to war by myself. No fun.
But, that was funny, though, when you played the crickets.
and those are real crickets, too. I had a hell of a time running them up and getting them out to the microphone. Anyway, I got a feeling I'm going to be editing a lot of stuff out of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll just move it to the second half and put it in this.
Yeah, that could happen too, you know.
Anyway, let's.
We got a news story here that is quite hilarious because it really hits home with me. And you want to do the shoot into this?
Well, yeah, actually, this story is perfect for you, Birdman, since it actually.
Because I am the Birdman.
You are the Birdman, and this involves birds, and it also involves niggers, so what more can you ask for?
Oh, yeah, perfect. Police in Louisiana, children were swapped for a cockatoo. Now, mind you, I seen the picture of the cockatoo mentioned, and that type of cockatoo generally goes for about $1,500 American,
oh,
you know, in any pet store. And three apes have been arrested in Abilene Parish on charges they agreed to swap a cockatoo and some cash for two nigglets.
I mean, I'm sure the cockatoo is worth a lot more.
I would gladly, you know, if I had two nigglets on my hand, I would gladly exchange them for a bird. But this is well beyond, you know, anything I could do because, you know, children aren't my forte here.
Yeah. Now,
Brandy Lynn Romero, 27, and Paul Romero, 46, both of Abilene Parish, Louisiana, swapped the bird in return for children, a 4-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy, Niglet, Eunice police said. Police said that the negress who allegedly gave them the children was Donna Louise Greenwell, 51, of Pitkin. Police did not disclose the relationship between Greenwell and the children. Greenwell was booked on charges of kidnapping and was held today on $100,000 bond in the Abilene Parish Jail. The Romeros were booked on charges of aggravated kidnapping. And, you know, if I had a sulfur-crested cockatoo in my possession, I swear to God, I would never exchange that bird, no matter how nasty it might have been, because, you know, some parrots can be really nasty.
Yeah, they,
you know, it's like having a 3-year-old for 60 years. I mean, if anybody knows anything about parrots, they know it's like having a 3-year-old for anywhere from 15 to 80 years, depending on the breed.
Yeah.
You know, if I had a cockatiel, or a cockatoo, for that matter, I would not exchange it for two nigglets.
Well,
hello.
On the other hand, if I had two nigglets, I'd exchange them. Well, forget about a cockatoo. I'd exchange them for a cheeseburger.
Well, maybe that works in Zimbabwe, but maybe not here.
I mean, I'd exchange them for nothing. Actually, I'd just give them away. Like, here you go. They're your problem now. But I would certainly never let go of a gorgeous bird for a couple of useless nigglets.
These people were mentally ill, you know. Romero, Lynn Romero, Paul Romero, and some lady named Greenwell, who were all, you know, they obviously got this scheme to exchange two nigglets for their cockatoo, where the nigger parents would get the cockatoo, and the white people would get these two nigglets. I mean, what has the world come to?
That's like something out of Bizarro World. I mean,
yeah, exactly. I mean, why would you? It's unfathomable. You know, I am the Birdman here. You know, it's unfathomable in my mind. No matter how misbehaved a parrot may be, I would not exchange it for a nigglet and add cash into the deal.
Crazy, crazy shit. Par for the course for nigger behavior, though. And jeers to the humans, if they are humans, who took part of this transaction. But, well, we got more. There's more TNB to talk about here tonight.
Story for us there, not nice?
I do. And this is, well...
Well, wait a minute. I got to, since I'm kind of buzzed right now, credit goes to Cajun Coon Killer for the story about the bird. Thank you, Cajun Coon Killer. But let's go on.
Yeah, credit where it's due. And speaking of which, I got to credit Arian Nigger Hater for posting this story or posting the link to it to the forum. And apparently, two NFL nigger football players apparently went fishing off for the Gulf Coast, and they are missing. Nobody knows where the hell they are, which is great news. Hopefully, by the time this show goes to air, their remains will have been found, and we can verify that they're dead.
Yeah, maybe we can find them, you know, but, you know, I'm not really too worried about it.
Well, I'm just worried that they'll turn up alive. I want to make sure they turn up dead.
Yeah.
Let me read a bit here from the story. The Coast Guard was searching off Florida's Gulf Coast on Sunday for a fishing boat carrying NFL niggers Corey Smith and Marti Cooper and two other men missing nearly a day in choppy seas. Smith and Cooper were in a 21-foot vessel that left Clearwater Pass for a fishing trip Saturday morning and did not return as expected, according to the Coast Guard. Crews used a helicopter and a 7-foot boat, waste of money, to search a 750-square-mile area west of Clearwater Pass, but poor weather made the search difficult. Officials did not receive a distress signal from the missing craft. So this could turn out to be some epic win right here. If two of these,
I'm actually clicking on this story on Yahoo. I don't know where your story. Maybe it's from the forum.
It's the link goes to Yahoo, so it is from
Okay, I see the same, you know. Hey, I'm a little late. I'm kind of buzzed anyways. But
hey, yeah, I'm in the same boat. But, you know, here's...
I see it now.
Further down the story, it says Smith, age 29, had 30 tackles, including 3 sacks, and an interception, 12 claims, blah, blah. He was a great feats ball player. Who cares?
Yeah, really.
And some friend of his is quoted in the story as calling Nigger Smith one of the quote-unquote good guys of the league, meaning he's probably only raped one or two women.
No. What they mean by good guys is, you know, the NFL pays them like a couple $100,000 to go into some like kids program in their given city in which they play, and you know, they encourage, you know, kids not to be obese and to play out in the playground every day. You know, they show up once a year and they say, "Oh, kid, you don't sit in front of that video game system. You got to go out and run and play. Hey, you got to shoot hoops and all that shit."
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Yeah, you got to work out. Know what I'm saying? And you gotta go, you know, practice the football. Know what I'm saying? And you know that shit.
Exactly. That's what happens. I mean, the NFL or whoever pays them a couple hundred grand to say, "Oh, kids, you gotta be good, and you don't commit crime, and you gotta do this, and you gotta do that." Because I be a role model and shit. What the fuck?
Hey.
You know?
Hey.
I mean, anybody with a brain in their head would say, you know, half of these niggers in the NFL, maybe 3/4 of the niggers in the NFL, are former gangbangers that happened to get in the NFL because they run fast.
Yep.
I mean, take a look. I live in Pittsburgh. I mean, prime example here, Willie Parker. Willie Parker is the star running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
this guy can barely read. And in the last Super Bowl when the Steelers won, he didn't mention his college. You know, when they show all the players and they say, what's his name, and I went to this and this college. Willie Parker comes in, I'm Willie Parker, I went to Clinton High School.
Nice.
He can barely read. The only damn thing he can do is grab a football and run fast. You know, and half of these niggers in the NFL are just like that. They go to college on some affirmative action scholarship. They can run fast. They can catch a ball. They can do whatever on a field. But when they go into a classroom, they say, I don't know what this Shakespeare be meaning this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. I thought these football players went to college and, well, they played football on the side. But what they were really working on, was degrees, like PhDs in nuclear physics or something. I'm shocked to hear this.
No, they all go in on, you know, it's funny, most of them go in on communication scholarships, right? They study communication, which is basically an extension of liberal arts, which means nothing. And they go in on communication scholarships and they, I'm fucking blurring my words and everything, but it doesn't matter.
I won't be judging you. That's okay.
Yeah, don't judge me, man. I'd be proud of shit.
Equality and shit.
They graduate college. Half the time they don't even graduate on a 4-year degree. They get drafted by the NFL. The NFL shoves money in their face. They be nigger rich and they're putting fucking 25-inch rims on their Cadillacs, Escalades and whatever. And they're wearing big fucking diamond earrings in their ears. And they say, kids, you gotta be in school and you gotta study and you gotta do what I did to be in school. You know. Okay.
Well, here's the good news, though. A couple of these niggers are missing out at sea, and it just illustrates the long-known fact among those of us who live in the real world that niggers and water just don't mix all that well, especially niggers and boats.
Well, being the bird man that I am, I hope they die at sea and the seagulls go and pick their eyes out.
Well, I don't know if the seagulls will be willing to eat that kind of garbage.
True. It's kind of toxic. It's kind of like eating like a Big Mac from McDonald's. You know, the seagulls go down and pick their eyes out. It's kind of like eating a Big Mac at McDonald's.
Okay, the seagulls will go down and start picking at their eyes, and they'll go like, what the hell's that smell? And for our next story, what do we have, Burman?
Okay, Toronto police. Nigger gets his dick shut off. Toronto police were called to a scene outside Little Orchie's restaurant and bar around 3 a.m., of course, Saturday morning, Friday night, where the niggers go out and they do whatever. The homicide is linked to two separate shootings from the same argument that took place outside the restaurant. Kaiser St. Louis died in an ambulance after he was loaded in. The second nigger walked himself into a nearby hospital a short time after. He suffered a gunshot wound to the groin.
So the nigger got his dick shot off. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe they ran into somebody like Lily White because, I mean, she always carries a gun with her. Yeah. We had her on the program. She was tough as nails. I loved having her on there, but hopefully some woman shot this nigger's dick off. This is Toronto's 10th homicide for 2009, which means that Canada has its own version of Detroit, and it's called Toronto.
And hey, you know, I'm sure that compared to Detroit, Toronto is like, you know.
Well, I don't know. Toronto's very, very close to Detroit.
I'm not sure how close it is. I don't really recall, but Toronto and Detroit is basically oranges and apples. I think it's more like, it's like comparing, you know, Stockholm, you know, the capital of Sweden, with Ethiopia. Detroit is in a class of its own, so let's, you know, I don't want to offend Torontonians, because I'm sure they'll be scandalized to be compared with such a shithole, but I'm sure they have their own increasingly bad nigger problems.
Here's the question I got to ask. This nigger that got his dick shot off, I mean, now what does he do? Does he go to the plastic surgeon doctor and say, you know, I ain't got no dick no more, so, you know, why don't you make me a girl? You know, just give me some big titties and shit, you know, a big old hole down there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah,
I think it would work.
Can you turn me into Little Kim and shit? I mean, if I was a nigger and my dick got shot off, you know, if that got shut off, I'd probably commit suicide because, you know, for a nigger, that's his whole life.
Sex all the time. You know, if you can't be a buck, you know, why not be a sow, you know? I'm just spreading the field here a bit, but, you know.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if you get...
Just give me some
buck.
Big titties and shit.
Well, if you're a buck and you get your dick shut off, hey, you gotta do something. You might as well go ahead and get yourself turned into a sow. Quite frankly, to me, they all pretty much look the same. So
pretty much, yeah. Usually the sows are a lot fatter, but if you look at it face-wise, I mean, you know, with a little bit of makeup, you know, you put a Leroy without a dick, you know, and you put some big old titties on, he's a sow. Make him a sow. He won't be raping any white women anytime soon, which is good. Or any other human women, for that matter. I mean, niggers will rape anything.
Yeah, well, that is true. So who knows, maybe Obongo should come up with some kind of welfare package to turn, you know, deprived bucks into sows and see what comes out of that.
Okay. Guys, since we're getting progressively more hammered, we've already talked about a few things. We'll go to a break and go off to our blooper reel. How about that?
Yeah, I think it's high time for a break because things are kind of degenerating here by the second. But, there you go. And hey, you know, everything considered, we could have done a lot worse. But we are going to go to a brief musical break, and when we come back, if we come back, we're going to go ahead and regale you with some previously unheard Chimp Out audio, some bloopers, some behind-the-scenes stuff, some unused audio, and then we'll be back at the end to, well, I guess, say our goodbyes, and also to give you a little hint as to what our next show will be all about. I'm sure you'll be very excited about it.
It's going to be pretty damn cool.
Damn right. So stay with us. We'll be back, hopefully, with Chimp Out Radio.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Nigger!
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Nigger!
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Nigger!
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
I'm very, 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 very sorry.
It's a piece of trash.
The N-word.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Chimp. Fuck. But what are the most annoying things about niggers, in your opinion?
Well, getting a feedback here.
What's that whistling noise?
Smoke alarm?
We can cut this out, don't worry.
Good, this is going to the blooper reel.
Can you hear me now?
We got time for another story because I just found this and it's brilliant. And I didn't even talk to you about this before. Dog poops on a rug, so nigger kills niglet.
See, I actually covered that one in the show number 8.
Oh, shit, edit that out. Bleep.
Well,
anyways.
That's for the blooper reel. We had something else, though. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, we had something else. Just let me find it.
I'll be damned if I can remember what it was.
Okay, nigger gets his dick shot off.
Yes, that was it.
That was it. Bleep!
All right. That's the good thing about doing a pre-recorded show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to...
Also got one where another story is a cowardly nigger gets carried into the death chamber. He apparently was scheduled to be executed, and on his way to the death chamber, he tried to run, and four guards had to carry him onto the gurney, put him on the gurney.
Oh, we'll have to start with that one. That'll have to be our first one.
The death chamber one?
Yeah. Okay. I think we should start with that. That's just too fucking funny to let it wait at all. Then I guess we can do the condo shopping nigger, and we can move on to wherever else.
I gotta find this, the one about the condo shopper. Well, you can do the condo shopper one if you
want. I got it up here. I just finished reading it, and I mean, it's a hoot, so I guess I'll cover that one. And, of course, before that, you do the cowardly nigger, and then you can do the other one. Other than that, I don't know if there's any other subjects. I mean, I was tempted to talk about the chimp who, you know, pardon the redundancy, chimped out a few days ago and almost killed that lady in Connecticut. But that's technically not nigger related, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just funny, though, but I'm a little bit off topic. So here we go.
Oh, just
5.
One thing, not nice.
Uh-huh.
It's Hecate.
Hecate. Okay. Hecate. Yeah, I could never get it right.
I know.
But thanks for the correction. I'll try to remember that. Hecate. My accent would probably still make it sound stupid, but we'll I'll get my best shot. Okay. Hecate. All right. I guess it helps I'm not drinking, so. All right.
Well,
here we go.
I can't drink. I've got bad stomach, so I'm so bad.
Yeah, well, over here it's noon, so it's a little early. Let's go ahead and get started here. And here we go. Okay. 5, 4... 3, 2. Okay, well, let's see what else is going on in Africa. This actually has to do with with our new, soon-to-be-new president, Obongo.
God help us all.
Yeah, well, apparently the Afrikaner nation of Kenya, which is where his ancestors are from on his father's side, may not be sending a delegation to cover his inauguration. What is up with that?
Lordy, lordy.
Ah, lordy. why are they not sending, you know, some of their peeps to cover this historic event?
They're broke. They can't afford to send the media to... they can't afford to send their media delegates over to Washington in jets or what have you. I don't know if Kenya even has an airport. Who knows? But
it has.
Kenya next minister has given a TV to officials going to the U.S. for Barack's. They were originally scheduled to go to the U.S., but they pulled the plug on that, saying they should watch the ceremony from home in Kenya.
Nice.
So
well,
they're handing out TVs. Do they have cable over there? I mean, can they get the BBC and actually view it on a television set?
I guess if you get a satellite dish or something. I guess the point here is they're not sending a delegation to cover the inauguration, partly because they're having food shortages and, the usual crap that happens in Africa. So as hilarious as this is, at least this is – Nigger's acting somewhat responsibly. I mean, hey, they're saying, we don't have money. Let's not waste money sending a delegation to cover, you know, Obama's inauguration. I mean, what good would that do anyway? It'll be on CNN. Just watch it there. So why send a delegation to cover it? But, of course, they're not doing it out of common sense. They're just doing it because Weeby's hungry, you know. They're broke. And I guess they're trying to balance their resources. They're trying to have enough money for, you know, Craig and Jenkem and Hose. And they just can't be wasting it on airfare right now. So, smart choice there. And Kenya, I have to wonder, once Obongo takes office and once he's had a chance to settle in to the White House, how will he treat his father's homeland? Will he start sending a bunch of money over there and foreign aid, or giving away taxpayer money, basically? We'll try to put a U.S. military base in Kenya? I mean, who knows? That's an interesting question, regardless of what you think about him.
Well, he could send money over to Kenya, and whoever's ruling Kenya at the time can take about 99% of the money and spend it on himself, and then give the rest of the 1% to the people for food. You know, maybe he wants to put some 25-inch rims on the presidential limo over there in Kenya. From what I understand, Obama still has a bunch of relatives over in Kenya, and they live in mud huts. Here we have the future president of the most powerful nation in the world, and his grandparents live in a mud hut in Kenya.
Yeah, well, we know for sure his half-brother lives in this shack made out of plywood and garbage in some slum in Kenya. And there's a picture out there of him. You can find it on Google, I'm sure, in 5 seconds. They interviewed him. The media interviewed him several months ago, I think during the primaries. He said that, well, you know, he was happy about his half-brother, you know, being successful in America, but, you know, he was saying, basically, here I am in Kenya living in this hut made of fucking trash and cardboard. And he said his life basically consisted of trying to beat other niggers away just to, you know, just to stay alive. You know, he's basically having to fight for his life every day just to hang on to whatever scraps of food he can find. And, you know, he makes a couple of pennies a day doing some odd jobs he can find. And, you know, he's basically a miserable bastard. It's a nigger in his natural environment. There's nothing unusual about it. But
I just look forward to what Michelle Obama plans on doing with the presidential mansion, because it's already been stated that she's going to help decorate.
Oh, God.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a fucking horror. I mean, I can just see the purple drapes and the neon green carpeting and the African masks hanging on the wall. And I guess the when they have state dinners, you know, they'll have the chefs make some chitlins and pork rinds, collard greens, you know, as the first course. And I guess they'll clear out the White House wine cellar and just replace it with MD-2020 in Cobra and some Fisco. And I guess we'll be getting down to shit, you know. They'll be partying down and shit with the, you know, they're bringing some crazy hoes and their peeps down. And it's going to be off the hook, in my opinion. It's off the hook, know what I'm saying?
I see him cruising down Pennsylvania Avenue in the presidential limo, and there'll be rap music blaring out. The trunk will be vibrating.
and you know, hey, it's going to be a great place to hang out, because, you know, he'll make, he'll probably take a few months to kind of let America get used to him being in the White House, but it won't be long before he makes DMX as Secretary of the Interior, or Cedric the Entertainer, his chief of staff, and then, you know, just bring some brothers into the White House, just make it the Black House, because isn't that what this really is all about? Just showing what a tolerant and accepting country we are. And, you know, just how tolerant we are of getting fucked in the ass, because that's what's coming, folks.
Right there.
Yep. If you, and, you know, and it's sad, though, because, yeah, you know, we're going to get screwed with Obama as president. But America has taken such a dive in the last 8 years. It'll be almost hard to tell if things are getting worse or not. But, hey, maybe this guy will defy my expectations. I hope not. So hopefully it won't be as big a disaster as I think it will be.
And yeah, we try to laugh about it, you know? It's so damn depressing. You just got to laugh about it.
And I know many of us are nervous about, hey, you know, what are the terrorists going to do? Will they feel emboldened by having Bongo in the presidency? Or and another valid question would be, well, maybe they're relaxed. They figure, well, we got one of our own in the White House. But what if they don't? What if they say, hey, this guy's a pushover, and we have another 9/11? Because let's face it, if 9/11 happened, I mean, Bush's response to 9/11 was a disgrace. He was not very decisive when the event was happening. But what would Obongo do? He'd probably just have a chimp out or start crying, or, you know, or run, you know, run to the store and get a couple of 40s.
Send a fruit basket to Osama bin Laden, you know. I don't know.
There you go. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com and send them a bouquet. I don't know if they delivered to Afghanistan.
Vermont teddy bears. We'll make a Vermont teddy bear with a turban around his head or whatever they wear on their heads.
On the other hand, Al-Qaeda may just see, you know, Al-Qaeda may look at America now and see Obama in the White House, and they may be like, you know, we're going to strike out against the infidels and we're going to bring America to its... you know what? Just fuck it. They already fucked themselves. Just fuck it. Listen, let's target China now.
All right. That makes sense.
So who knows? Maybe something good would come out of this. People would just say, oh, Jesus, fuck it. This ain't even worth attacking anymore. Anywho, let's put that depressing subject behind. But, we're going to take a brief break here, a musical break, as we always do. And then we're going to bring in a very special guest here to the show. And he is a very well-known administrator of chimpout.com. We can't wait to have him on. So we will be back in just a moment. Don't go away. You're listening to Chimp Out Radio. Okay.
Let's try this again.
All right, let's see. That's been about 15 minutes, so
yeah.
I think we should be ready now. Should be done doing whatever he was doing. Let's see here. Okay, I just wonder.
It'd be really nice to have him on the show.
Well, yeah, I've been wanting to have him on for since we started this, so
yeah.
Good we got a chance that he's available. Now let's see here. And fuck. We've gone retarded here for a second. Let's see, conference, right? Shit. Call.
I got the number written down if you just want me to.
Cool. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Add callers. Fuck, I was on the wrong screen. Okay, let's see. What is that number again?
1-403.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Well, thanks for having joined us for this sort of... best stuff or worst stuff show, I should probably say. Thank you for your patience, and yeah, this is sort of a holdover show until we come back with a new show. However, though, when we do come back, it'll be in a bit of a different way than what you're used to.
We'll be testing the waters a bit for a live show, to tell you the truth.
That is right. We're going, you know, the next episode, if everything goes right, will be Chimp Out Live.
Hopefully not too many trolls check in and shut us down or some stupid shit happens. But, yeah, our next show will be live, hopefully.
That's right. And it won't be a common occurrence. It's not something we're going to do routinely. But I thought, well, it'll be a good thing to do two or three times a year. So we're going to give it a try. However, we're not going to say too much here. For more details, stay tuned or rather keep reading, chimpout.com. Keep an eye on the Chimpout Radio sub-forum for more details and how you can participate. Until then, though, I guess we'll be saying goodbye, and I hope we didn't annoy you too much with our hijinks. Birdman, any parting words?
Goodbye to everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. We really, really do appreciate it.
And we sure do. And we'll be signing up here because I am, I think both of us are probably about to vomit any moment. I know I am after 8 to 9 hours of drinking. So you'll have a great week or weekend or whatever it is. I don't really know what's going on right now. So thank you, folks. We'll see you next time, or you'll hear us next time. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.